Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. Didn't get to do it last week. They were the planet was on a quarantine or something. I don't know. Anyway. Joining me again from Planet Rick and Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy is Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you. And as always, it is truly an honor and a privilege to be on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Rick Hector, Planet Rick, we're having such a great day today, man. A great day to be alive. And we don't have any sunshine right here in Detroit, Michigan, but you know what? It's not snowing, so I'm good, man. How about you? How are you?
Well, we haven't had any sunshine here today either, but it's not snowing either, but it's not likely to snow either. How likely? At what point does it start snowing in Detroit?
Man, this is Michigan. Anything can happen. It's okay. The most magical place weather-wise, meteorological. But use it as an adverb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of syllables in there, man. But anyway.
Meteorological.
And I'm with Bill Frady, Lock and Load, another great episode, Planet Rick, man. What's new in your world?
Not much.
Nothing much to report, huh?
I got my back being worked on. That's an ongoing thing. I'm trying to get back to where if I had to shoot and move,
right,
I could. And I'm working on that. And I know I'm not ever going to be able to move like I used to when I was a soldier.
Man,
and that's okay, too.
None of us are going to be able to move like we used to, man.
I know.
That's
sad,
one of the side effects of longevity, man.
Yeah,
you get to watch your superpowers ebb and wane away, man, day by day.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure people are still talking about your big weekend that you trained nearly 2,000 people. And you have that. What did you have? You were under the weather last week. What was going on?
Man, I just had low energy, man. I couldn't put my finger on it, man. But I just knew I needed to lay it down and give it some rest. And you know what? I have made what I believe be a full recovery, and I'm feeling good, man, and been still active, and a couple of things I got going on locally. Got a concealed carry class coming up this upcoming Saturday.
Right.
And still doing media appearances and interviews about the big women's thing we had 3 weeks ago. Now we're retraining. You know, nearly 2,000 women how to load, operate, and discharge a 9mm semi-automatic pistol.
Yep.
I'm watching what folks are arguing about on the internet and social media, you know, and you laugh, man. It is such a joy to watch some of these conversations. And as you get more experienced and sophisticated, I just look, read, and scroll, man. Look, read, and scroll. It's so easy to just scroll on by. Instead of that song, that old song in the 70s, Walk On By, scroll on by.
Yeah.
We don't have to argue. I can just scroll.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not a, I have 3 Facebook pages. I wish I didn't have any Facebook pages because Facebook is getting nearly as toxic as.
Man, look, in 5 seconds, you can change that.
I know, I could delete all 3 of them.
Yes, and then all these people on Facebook will be walking around lost, looking for their favorite, you know, refuge from the madness that we call society today. They're like, oh, my God, where can God get my fix of Bill Frady's Lock and Load, man? I mean, you can't do that to your fans.
Well, I don't know. As far as the social media part, but the beauty of what I do, see, and I've had this discussion before. I used to have these arguments when social media, prior to the 2016 election, you know, social media was pretty even. You could have all the YouTube channels you want and talk whatever you wanted to on Facebook and do whatever you wanted to on Twitter. And then Trump got elected. And then I think all these social media companies said, did we allow that to happen? We can't do that again. So now, you know, they put the kibosh to a lot of things. But before they started doing that, everybody was like, you don't have any social media. How does anybody even know you're here?
Well, man, that's one of the questions. You know, if, you know, they talk about if a tree fell in the forest and no one heard it, did it really happen? Well, that's kind of like it is with social media, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I found out with social media. This is the thing about social media. So on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page, for the entire time I've had these, this has always been about what I do, about my show, about my sponsors, about my guests, right?
Okay.
That's all I've ever done. And I have gone through all the processes and tried to organically over time build up a following and everything else, and I've gotten to right at 20, I just crested 28,000 followers on Facebook, as an example.
Okay, congratulations, man.
It gets better. Hang on for me there.
I mean, you're no Corleone Noir, but, you mean, that's still decent.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was streaming the show. I was video streaming the show. And with 28,000 followers, I would get, like, 300 views.
Okay.
And very little engagement, very little post engagement. So then I just decided to see, okay. And I started putting up these memes, just, you know, if you can loot in person, you should be able to vote in person, that kind of thing.
Okay.
My post engagement went through the roof.
Oh, well, then you need to do some more of that, man.
Well, I have, but I mean, that's... It's a number that is, you know, my post engagement now has been as high as 500,000.
Okay.
Which is pretty good, but at the same time, it has nothing to do with what I do. It only has to do with what I'm putting up there, the pictures, the easy thing to engage with. That's what it boils down to.
Let me tell you, sometimes simple is best.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much noise and clutter out there on the internet and cyberspace, man, Facebook, social media, that it's really hard to break through. Sometimes the best approach, I think, at least suggested by your statement just now, man, sometimes simple and quick is best. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is working out that way with me. But anyway, that's social media. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Hector, RickHector. I am legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW. I'm Detroit CCW on all social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. 2,000-plus videos on YouTube. You can't miss me. Just look.
There you go. Check him out on all of those things, especially YouTube. He's very prolific on the YouTubes.
You know what? I've been prolific because I've been consistent for a long time. That's the motto or the recipe for success. Just be consistent.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit as we stroll about here on Planet Rick. Anything in particular that you want to discuss, please, sir?
Yeah, but of course, man. Couldn't wait for the commercial to be over. Now, mind you, I truly enjoy some of the great services and products that are being highlighted for us during the informational sessions. But let me tell you, man, couldn't wait for the commercial break to be over because I'm going to give you a list of people. I want you to tell me what do they all have in common, right?
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, Napoleon Bonaparte, Aristotle, Joan of Arc, Winston Churchill, Julius Caesar, Ben Franklin, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Nelson Rockefeller, and Rick Ector. What do all of these people have in common?
You lost me when you threw... Where was it that you lost me?
Wait. You couldn't even come up with a guess, man. You're like, I quit. I give up.
Well, I mean, you know, some of these guys were artists. Some of these guys were inventors. Some of these guys were leaders, good or bad. I mean, there's a lot of things that they are, but they are all multifaceted people, I would imagine, just to be who they were, are, in some ways. Yeah. So I do not know the common denominator that you have.
Famous and multifaceted in common, huh?
Well, that and a few others, a few other things. So, I mean, I guess the thing is, where I'm missing this is because you have a lot more common sense than either Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. So that, I know that's not the common denominator. Common denominator.
Flattery will get you the keys to the kingdom, my friend.
Yeah. So
everything.
So tell me what is the common denominator amongst these?
All of these people are left-handed, man. They're left-hand dominant. They are lefties. And now that we're on Bill Frady's lock and load, which is all things gun and gun rights, and I'm a firearms instructor, today's episode is it's tough to be a lefty, especially if you own or carry a gun, man. Being a left-handed person is tough. You left or right?
I'm right. See, my father's left-handed.
Only 10% of the world population is left-handed, man. And it's a right-handed world out there.
Yep.
If you are a person who owns a firearm and is thinking about using that firearm for personal protection, you're going to run into the right-handed miscentricity of the world, man. You know, if you're a left-handed person, family pressure, you know, they try to make you convert, you know, from the time that you can walk, you know, lack of proper desk in school. Have you ever tried to write left-handed on a right-handed desk, man?
No, I've never tried to write left-handed. My sister is left-handed, and I mean, the way she writes is like her hand is coming way up over the top, and she's actually writing at a downward angle.
Yeah. I actually write at like 180 degrees, man.
Yeah.
My wrist and forearm are like literally smearing the ink on the sheet of paper that I'm writing on. You know, and try to sit next to a right-handed person, man, at a table. I mean, you're basically jostling elbows at each other. And learning how to shoot a gun is one of those things, man. And not only shooting a gun, but some of the things that go along with gun and firearm operations. You know, just think of all the things that you have to do to operate a gun. For example, two things that jump right out at us, other than pulling the trigger and aiming, using your sights and all that, is actually manipulating the slide release button and the magazine release button.
Yes.
For most right-handed people, you just take it for granted that it's there and that it's built for a right-handed person, right?
Right.
Left-handed people, man, it is a problem, right? It is a problem. You have the gun in your right hand and you're using your right thumb to try to hit the magazine release button, guess what? Depending on what gun you have, there is no magazine release button.
Well, that doesn't sound
release
right
lever, man.
Yeah.
Your thumb is just reaching for nothing. So I took a look around in the world of firearms that are out there. I was looking for left-handed friendly firearms. That is, do they at least have the magazine released? Is it on the proper side of the gun for a lefty? Or is it at least swappable? And or does the slide release, is it in a place where a lefty can get to it, or is it built for an ambidextrous user, man? And you know what? My favorite gun in the whole wide world, a Glock 17, it is not a gun that is friendly for left-handed shooters, man.
Oh, but the Gen 5 is.
Oh, is it has ambidextrous?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Gen 5, huh?
Gen 5, yes, sir. The hard part right now is going to be finding one.
Oh, yeah. This is all theoretical, man. We can look at all the nice, pretty, you know.
Well, I mean, right now, nobody's got anything in stock. I mean, everybody's sold out. But
Be able to even look at one face-to-face for maybe, I don't know, another 5 or 6 months. When do you think I can get my hands on a Gen 5 Glock?
Possibly after the election, if we don't blow up between now and then. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you.
Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, 1,200-plus videos on YouTube, and guess what? I even have a professional-looking profile on LinkedIn.
Yes, you do. You have mentioned that once or twice. I've actually gone and looked at that. Although,
do you have a LinkedIn?
Yeah, I do, but I mean, for what?
Network with people like me, man.
But I know you. I know all the important people. You've got so much in
common. There was a time when you didn't know me, though, right?
Yeah, but I fixed that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working on a new coronavirus relief package. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president is willing to negotiate.
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says Democrats are willing to play ball as well.
We want to have an agreement, and we will stay until we have an agreement.
Democrats hoping for a $2.5 trillion plan. Meanwhile, Republicans have said they will go up to a $1.5 trillion plan. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is taking part in a town hall on CNN starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. This is USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a coronavirus vaccine has the potential to be ready by the end of September. Meadows pointing out that Pfizer is in phase 3 of clinical trials. Still, though, a recent USA Today Suffolk poll showed that two-thirds of Americans would not get the coronavirus vaccine. One person who would be getting the coronavirus vaccine is Dr. Oz.
Vaccines save lives. Do they have side effects? Yes. Are they outweighed by the benefits? Yeah, the benefits are much greater. And in this particular situation, to get our nation completely back on its feet and be able to do the things we want to do, like going to football games so we can pack stadiums, we will need a vaccine. You've got many to choose from, but get informed on this topic.
A 22-year-old Portland man is facing up to 40 years in jail on a federal arson charge for allegedly setting fire to a police precinct on June 26. Video footage given to authorities by a person who chose to remain anonymous were used to identify the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, all that other stuff. Planet Rick. Now, let me ask you a question, sir. Now, I know that not all guns have ambidextrous controls on them, and I get why they don't, because what was the percentage again? 10% of people are left-handed?
10% of the world public population is left-handed.
Right. Now, I don't actually use the slide release. Mag release I have to, but I don't use the slide release. I slingshot it.
Okay.
And I slingshot it because I shoot a bunch of different guns.
Right. But
so.
When you're under stress, your hand probably is not going to get all of the circulation that it normally would because it's part of your extremities, right?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm going to
be able to do all that.
All that fine motor skill is going away, and I'm going to be down to gross motor skill.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I'm looking around, man, and I want to thank you for I'm going to give you a hat tip for telling me about the Gen 5 Glock that I probably won't be able to even look at maybe until next year, you know. But, yeah, man, I love Glock as a handgun. Just can't, you know, give it my left-handed seal of approval. A couple of guns that are out there, man, that are ambidextrously designed, man, for not only the magazine release but the slide release. The Beretta APX Centurion H and K VP9 and the Honor Defense Subcontact. Haven't shot that one yet, but if I ever look for a subcompact, I will give them a look. There's a few other guns that are out there, and this is not an all-inclusive list, but they can be configured to be, you know, operated, you know, with the left hand. That would be the SWI Masada and the Walther PPQ. But this is not an all-exhaustive list. But if you're a left-handed person, man, and you're just really starting to get into guns, and there's a whole lot of new gun owners out there, granted, 10% is not a large fraction, man. But if you're a lefty, you know that it's the world revolves around right-handed people, man. And usually what happens is people like me, by virtue of being a firearms instructor, training, you know, 90% of my students are right-handed. Guess what? 15 years of being a firearms instructor, I'm going to be ambidextrous.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just because you have to show them how to do certain things that you got to do right-handed, right?
And believe it or not, man, there's right-handed firearms instructors out there that can't shoot right, left-handed. They can't operate their gun left-handed. They tell their students, hey, watch me do with my right hand and just do it on your own with your left hand. Just figure it out while I watch you and hope you don't do something unsafe with the gun. And one of the things, like in the class I just taught a couple of weeks ago, I had a left-handed student with a right-handed gun, Glock 17, right? And so as you're trying to walk them through how to unload the gun, how to, you know, lock the slide open if it doesn't lock automatically, or how to take the magazine out and the magazine release button is on the wrong side. You know, I came up with this patented process. I'm going to document it with pictures one day, but imagine if you have the gun in your left hand, right? Finger off the trigger, point in the safe direction, and you lay the gun face down with the, with your palm towards the actual surface of the tape, right? And then you just grab the gun by the butt and just rotate it 160 degrees, and then you can pick it up with your right hand and then safely, you know, operate the controls, push the mag button, and take the magazine out and check the chamber, make sure that it's clear and all that other stuff. I think that is a much better course of action for helping a newbie left-handed person who's using a right-handed gun to manipulate the gun after it's empty than to try to have them awkwardly operate the gun with their left hand and they're not really familiar with firearm operation. They don't have the motor skills and the muscle memory and all of that stuff to just do it intuitively without inadvertently putting their finger on the trigger.
Right.
Maybe I even do a video on YouTube about that. Yeah.
That could be number 2201.
And then I was thinking, you know what? Why not just skip that whole process, that whole video, and just tell people to buy left-handed guns or left-handed friendly guns? But then, of course, you're going to miss out on a whole plethora of guns. And now you're telling me that the new Glock Gen 5, you're telling me, is left-handed person friendly, is southpaw friendly.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. the thing, see, the CZ P10 series, they have ambidextrous controls. I think the new M&P 2.0 series has ambidextrous controls on them. A lot of these guns are coming out with them because of more shooters coming on board and everything else. But, you know, knowing that right now, well, everybody's in this drought of available pistols. I know that doesn't do you very much good, but no, I wouldn't tell you something like that. But I would say with the latest gens on all of these, though, they address a whole bunch of issues. Like the Gen 5. See, with Gen 4 Glocks and behind that, 3-2-1, I always had to work those things over. I had to do a trigger, do the sights, stiff of the grip, something. And Gen 5 has really addressed a whole lot of issues.
Well, I'm going to take a look at that Gen 5, man. Maybe we can get Glock to be a sponsor of the show. But one thing that I'll tell you is that when you look at how difficult it is to come across a left-handed gun, especially during these times, and the extra care that you will have to take that you don't accidentally or negligently discharge the gun because the gun was designed for a right-handed person. You know what? It's enough to make a left-handed person just say forget it and just convert and be a right-handed shooter.
Well, I guess you could do that, but I mean, most left-handed people, I think, are probably more adaptive than right-handed people. Because they have to be.
There are a lot of things that left-handed people do that right-handed people just take for granted. But a right-handed person, man, they just completely awkward if they try to use their left hand. I think left-handed people just are forced by society to adapt, man.
I have found that when I go weak hand, I am steadier weak hand in a two-handed grip with a pistol than I am strong hand.
And you know the other thing about shooting a gun left-handed, man? Is that you're more in harm's way, if you will, of catching brass going down your shirt and getting stuck in your clothing when you're shooting left-handed because there's more of your body on that side of the gun that the ejection port is on. So, yeah, man, it's tough being a lefty and being a shooter and a gun owner, man. It's really tough. You know, it's so
coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you.
Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all over the place. Just search for me.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Rick Hector from Legally Armed in Detroit on Planet Rick about the problems faced by the left-handed shooter.
Yeah, man, I would say offhand, if you are someone brand new to guns and you are left-handed, I would say get a left-handed firearms instructor. Now, it might be difficult to ascertain which of those firearms instructors are actually natively left-handed because by nature of their profession, by teaching right-handed shooters, at some point in time, they acquired the ability to manipulate a gun with their right hand as well as they can with their left hand, but at least with a native left-handed firearms instructor, he can actually show and tell and demonstrate with his left hand as opposed to demonstrating with the right hand and say, hey, do the same thing. Just use your opposite hand. Yeah. Get a left-handed firearms instructor. You know what? Many firearms instructors don't practice manipulating their gun with their left hand because why? Because they're right-handed, and all of their students are right-handed.
Right.
So instructors sometimes just let their students struggle because they can't demonstrate it themselves. Most left-handed instructors can shoot from both sides. And as a matter of fact, I actually carry right-handed just to force myself to use my right hand. I know, it's really interesting. I have this thing where I definitely want to be as good with my right hand as I am with my left. But even I go to the gun range, and when I start shooting left-handed, everyone thinks I'm just showing off. And I'm like, no, I'm a left-handed person. And I shoot with my left hand way better than I do with my right hand. But my right hand gets a ton of practice because on average, 90% of my students are right-handed.
First. How easy is it to find left-handed holsters?
It's not that easy, man, but there are places that are out there. As a matter of fact, I was looking for some suppliers of left-handed holsters, and one company that's highly recommended. You should talk to them about your show, man. Alienware. They got some pretty cool looking hosts.
They have sponsored the show before, but they ended it prematurely when they fired everybody that worked there. That set me up. They set up the campaign with a certain crew, and they got rid of that crew, and they got rid of me. So.
Oh. Well, you know what? That's probably a sore spot. And
No. It's a business decision they made. No big deal. They make pretty good stuff.
I'm sure there's some other people that make left-handed holsters other than Alienware that would love to be a sponsor of Bill Frady's Lock and Load show, especially when Planet Rick shuts down every Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
Well, DeSantis does, and DeSantis sponsors the show. They do make holsters that are left-handed. And I mean, but the thing is, like, most people that are going to be new to buying guns, like there's 5 million or so new gun buyers out there, new gun owners, and most of them are going to go to Walmart, or they're going to go maybe to Cabela's, or maybe they'll have a gun shop there, and they'll have all the Black Hawk holsters, and you know, if it's a gun shop, they may have some real holsters in there. But at the end of the day, most of them are going to be right-handed because they're not going to stock them.
Right-handed, 10% are going to be like lost and confused and don't know what to do.
Right,
they can't find left-handed gear. Nobody that can teach them is actually natively left-handed, and they're going to kind of be the oddballs, and they'll probably end up just trying to shoot right-handed anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not easy for lefties out there. As a matter of fact, just by virtue of being an instructor, I was forced to use my right hand because 90% of my students are right-handed. But I'll tell you, I like the idea of being able to do it with either hand, man, which is what I think every defensive shooter should aspire to. I know at some previous episode of Lock and Load, we talked about that here on Planet Rick, being able to shoot and operate your gun with either hand, and you know what?
Yeah.
That would best be facilitated with a left-handed friendly gun.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, I do try to shoot weak hand sometimes only because of certain things that might happen to my right hand. And there for a while, I was having a real issue with my right hand where I couldn't make a fist or anything, and it was really bothering me to grip a gun. And I was thinking I was about to have to change my orientation. But the other thing is that
I have for you, man. When you're putting rounds down range, I'm not going to even say half, man. Why not shoot a quarter of them, 25% down range left-handed?
Because when I do that, I ask myself why I'm not shooting left-handed, because I'm steadier left-handed. I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm steadier. I hit better. I don't know why. Probably because I've got a trunk over here full of right-handed holsters. It'd be economically disastrous for me to change that orientation. But I mean, there might be things that happen to my hand that would put that hand out of action to where I would need to go to the left hand. And I understand those. But like I hear some people get out there and talk about, well, if I get shot in the right arm, and I guess that might be a thing, but I would not. My thought has always been, if you get shot, you're probably going to go into shock. You won't be thinking about staying in the gunfight. You're probably going to be thinking about, just laying there and enjoying the shivers and the pain and all that other stuff that comes with it.
Probably, but you know what, man? Like a true Boy Scout, you're going to look at all the potential alternatives. Some of them are likely, and some of them are about as likely as a snowball surviving a journey, into hell. But you know what? Practice and try them out anyway, man. Who knows what tip might be the one that makes the difference between you surviving a lethal force encounter and not, man. And I'll tell you, as a trainer, I'll tell you, there's never such a thing as too much training. Get it all, man. Get it all. Open carry, concealed carry, left-handed, right-handed, two-handed. I mean, do it and learn it all, man.
That will be easier to do, I guess, when some of these ambidextrous guns come back on the market.
Oh, and ammunition. How's the ammunition supply down there, down where you at, man?
I have a source as long as it's only 9 millimeter.
There you go. There you go with this anonymous secret source that you're not going to share with me and your listening audience.
I'll share it with you later if you want me to. I just see, it comes down to this. Sometimes he's a source and sometimes he isn't. And it's all dependent on what he has coming in. And you know, here lately, he has not been a source. I always announce him. He's a sponsor of the show. I always announce him.
He does both practice ammo and self-defense ammo, or is he more leaning towards just practice ammo?
Just practice ammo, because self-defense ammo, that's sort of hard to come by, too. But he has some of that as well, as long as you're not. It's sort of steep, like all things. But, I mean, he's not nearly as... he's not gouging as bad as anybody else is. As a matter of fact, he's not really gouging in certain cases. So,
but yes, that's the thing that worries me about the time that we're in now, man, because ammunition is so scarce.
You should go talk to Will Luker, because Will Luker has used him.
Okay. I see Will at the range, I swear, almost every weekend.
There you go. You just ask him about the source that Frady hooked him up with, and he'll hook you up with him, too. We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearm Academy. On most social media sites such as YouTube, you can look me up as Detroit CCW, over 2,000 videos. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, I'm there. And, of course, I'm here every Thursday late afternoon, early evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
That was perfect. You got that perfect. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, always a pleasure.
We'll yes, sir.
The same bat channel next week.
You got it, Batman. Coming up next, for those of you who like to record what you do and consult what consult your technique, we're going to talk to some guys that are going to help you do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.